Hello, everybody. Claire with Clairvoyant Psychic Medium here today with Magenta. She looks so cute. I apologize in advance if for whatever reason you have a problem with another person's appearance, because I'm human and today is Thursday. So let me tell you something about Thursdays. I had to take Thursdays off because the amount of chores that I have to do at home, to which in the future I realize I'm going to only be having to take half of a day off, you know, whatever, winter, everything is going to change. I had a whole fucking epiphany yesterday about time and how it's changing again with, like, because Cho's going to be going back to school and I have to change my schedule again. And it's like, I hate that shit. Anyways. Okay, where was I at? What was I talking about? Well, first of all, hi, Claire with Clairvoyant Psychic Medium here today. I started ranting already, and I forgot what I was ranting about. Hang on. Loading. Thursdays. Okay. So I just had the realization today. I didn't have it today, but I did in regards to my appearance. I have to roll up all of the hoses, and we have over 100 feet, whatever, hoses strung across everywhere. And it fucking rained all night. I was like, ugh. But as soon as the people are done mowing, I have to take them all and unravel them and untangle them. No matter if I put them up nicely or whatever, they always still get tangled. I fucking hate that. So that it is a lot. And then all of my little bird things that I have to take up and put on the porch. I have to pick up all of the like food stuff. I pick up the extra water. It's a lot of fucking work. And the hammock and all of that. So once the mowers are done, I have to go back out. I don't have to every time, but I definitely have to put all the water back out. It's just gross. I'm going to be gross. And so I might as well sit in my grossness and be gross again and then shower, instead of taking two showers. So, and this is the time that I have to do this. So that's why you get curly, fuzzy haired Claire today. Okay. So that's Thursdays. We didn't end up going to Fremont last night because, one of our friends, this is probably out of all of my life, right now in our lives, me and Cho's, these are our closest friends, like as a couple. This is our couple friend, and it's Mitch and Josh. And I'm just really excited to hang out with them tonight. I don't know. We're just gonna whip up something for dinner and just hang out because we can. And then I talked to the builder yesterday for the she shed. His name, I don't know why I get a kick out of his name, but his name is Wendell Yoder. He is a Mennonite. And I think that that's why I just imagine like an Amish man, Yoder. Oh, Mr. Yoder. And he did have a little accent. It was so cute. But when we first got on the phone, I was like, hi, this is blah, blah, blah. I'm calling for I'm getting a shed from you. And then he took a while and I was like, it's the pink one. And he's like, oh, but everything is working out so fucking cool right now. He is coming to town next week to pick up a garage, that was like a display thing. And I got word of that. So I was like, hey, can I drop off the paint into that garage? And then you guys get to pick it up. And when he was like, oh yeah, that's great. And I'm like, it saved me 4 hours of driving. So, super excited about that. What else? I talked to my friend Chris forever yesterday from Ecuador. Just caught up with her for the past couple of weeks. I think it's only a week. We usually talk just once a week, but this one felt really long, I guess. Her husband was in Nebraska. Yeah, I think that's it. So yeah, this weekend is the only plans we really fully have, I feel, is to... My 100% goal is to figure out what to do about this concrete. If any of you watching right now, I'm putting it out there because this is comfy for me. I need to find, and I'm putting this to the universe, I need to find someone who is reliable that will just help and be a man about this concrete. And the reason I say that is because this is going to be hard work and I can't do it. I can't lift over 50 pounds. I can't, my back is, I have to not like, whatever. Anyways, and Cho hurt his foot and my nephew is, you know, so I just need somebody that's reliable. And then all of us fucking imbeciles will be able to pick up all of the slack of a like, man, you know, and I don't know why I think that, but I need to figure something out, or something needs to happen. Is I just need somebody, so I need fucking help. I can call the city and have them scrape the grass off, and then we have all of the wood to frame it. And I, okay, so now that I'm thinking about that, we'll do that this weekend because I don't think that that takes a big thing. But for some reason, when we actually like lay the concrete, we have to like, maybe I just needed to do this. This is my fucking Taurus in me. I have to like see the whole plan and see all of the steps in order to see if I can do it. See it to believe it. That's a Taurus thing. So yeah, okay, I can do that. So I will call the city today. Writing it down. Call. Whatever. Hopefully I'll remember what that means. I don't have a marker. Bank. Okay. Anyways. So yeah, that is a lot. There's a lot going on. When I was talking to my friend Chris yesterday, I went through like, this is what's going on. Look at how weird she is. like I just was explaining everything that's upcoming, like my exciting news that I can't say yet. And all these, like I'm in a class, I'm in a book club right now. I'm doing so many things. My everything is like casted out right now. And it's like, I'm just trying to hold on to everything. Come on, we can make it. We got this. Don't worry. And then I'm holding myself now. I started my ritual today. If anyone would like to join me, that would be awesome. What I am doing, and you can do whatever you want to do. You can decide, because I thought about this for a little bit. Do my rowing machine and stretches and make that a meditative thing, but also meditate because I have to meditate every day. I have to for myself. It's not a requirement. I'm doing that to myself. anyways, it's just a ritual. It's a place where you hold space for what you want to be manifesting. So in my manifestation, this is the, like finalization of the she shed, of having it completed and done. And I keep numerous times during the day holding visualizations and imagining. Yesterday I did a whole thing. I think it was because I was reading that Richest Fuck book right now, and it was like a thing that we had to like go through imagery. Yeah, it was in there. And I imagined the house being done, and I never have thought about this before. I always kind of thought like, we're going to move, into the she shed for a little bit when we are remodeling in here, because this room that I'm in right now, my vision is this is the bathroom in the future. So like, I know that the bathroom's going to be out of order for a while, so we're going to have to move into the shed. But I had this whole visualization that I hired a good, huge, fast contracting company to just get it done. And we like lived in the shed for maybe like a month or whatever. And the visions in my head of how this house turns out, I fucking loved it. And I've never felt that about a place before, I guess. And which is why I've moved literally every year pretty much of my life. There has only been two times. It was in this house when I lived in it the first time. We were here for 2 years. And then there is a house in Lincoln when I was there for 2 years. And both of them are like remodeling houses. I love that kind of shit. So now that I know how to be an adult more, meaning I'm trusting and having faith in banks and funds and money and letting it, like doing stuff like that, like, because that was never in my vocabulary before. This is closer than I think it is, and I'm super fucking excited about it. It's weird to think. I guess I've been reviewing from here to a year ago, because this is the month that we moved in, whatever. It's been a year since we've moved in. A year. Yeah. I don't know why I make everything so much more complicated when I'm talking. It sucks. It's annoying. Trust me, in my head, I'm like, shut up. But anyways, I've been reviewing over stuff like that and how much has changed and how much my mentality is different, and like the anxiety that has been stripped away by being able to just literally be reduced to me, Cho, and the animals. It's so simple. It's so peaceful. It's so nice. And I love it. But I had that realization also in regards to, we do need to do extra, which we usually do outside of our home. And Josh and Mitch are like an exception. Sometimes we do allow people over, and I just heard something. But yeah. Anyways, I'm fucking rambling and I don't know how long I've been talking. So let's get started. Chucky. Okay. What were you doing? Is everything okay? Manta, kitty, kitty. Oh, look how big he is, guys. He's the longest. Oh, I love him, though. He's getting so big. His birthday is this month. Oh, good. There's Magenta. July 23rd. Leo, Sun, Virgo, Moon, this baby. Did you just lift your lip at me like you were growling? Okay. All right. We're doing the weekend. I forgot. I'm sorry. Okay. And I just remembered that my Friday astrology, I don't know what happened. I like blanked out when I was doing that astrology and I don't really have much. But I do know that it is very similar to today's energy on Thursday, which is just really good juju. And we're dealing with the moon in Libra opposing Chiron now retrograde. So with that Chiron retrograde, it's that feeling of, like I explained yesterday, you need to know on your chart if you are retrograde or not. But like, I'm just going to say, like, if you have your retrograde, just, your Chiron is just normal. This is meaning you're going inward. You're needing to think a lot. You're needing to really understand, why the hell did I react the way that I did? Why is this giving me anxiety? What is in the way of what I want? Oh God, that has been my last 6 months. So fucking hard. So that is what you're kind of getting like syllabus shock about. And then as for people like me that have Chiron retrograde, I'm getting syllabus shock for all of the outward shit I have to do now. wow, I really need to pay attention. I wonder if that is like how life has always been, where I'm like inward when Chiron is direct and then outward when it's retrograde, because my Chiron is in Gemini and that's social. That makes fucking sense. My mind is blown right now. Okay, so, but today's energy just in general is just a, or and Friday's, it's just a really big like rest energy. Like settle into this. What do you need to start? Do you need to start a routine like I'm starting? Like let's light a candle every day. Oh, I didn't even fucking tell you what I was doing. So yes, when I sit down to eat my breakfast, I light a candle, and with that candle, I eat my breakfast and I do my grateful list, 5 things that I'm grateful for. And they're big things, not just like, I have running water or I have food to eat. It's like, I'm grateful. So one of what today was like the unconditional and limitless love that I feel that Cho gives me, something like that. And then like the unconditional love from the animals and yeah, just stuff like this, that I'm really grateful for and really thinking about that. And then when I'm done eating, I still stay sitting there with everything in front of me and I meditate before I get up because I have a little bit of an OCD about leaving burning flames. I almost burned this place down last year around this time because I was into those Solterra candles, and they're the pyramid candles that have a bunch of crystals in them. Oh my God, they're amazing and they smell so good and so fucking fun to pull out the crystals, and they're fucking $50, but they give you this like plastic plate to put underneath it, and that fucker burned through, and this desk just burned all night and it just stayed in that one spot. I don't know how the fuck that happened. I don't know what it didn't. It was Jesus. It all night, overnight. I woke up and I was like, what is that smell? And then I was like, oh, I don't remember turning that out. And then I came in here and I was just like, I was so weirded out. I was like, what the fuck? Like, it was just like a little blue flame. People are saying it was because of like flame retardant paint or something. But anyways, okay. See, God, tangents, but that's what I'm doing. So I'm lighting this candle, and once I get up, then that's when the energy goes. But when I do this meditation, I also have to in time be visualizing. Like if I don't visualize throughout the day, that is the time that I like start it and in really doing it of like, this is what my shed is going to look like with the couch that's going to be the day bed and my desk and where that's going and how I'm going to decorate the bathroom, like all of that stuff. Like I'm just sitting here visualizing everything. Okay. I'm so sorry that I'm this tangenty. I did not realize how much I just like pooped out until right now. And I am sorry because that was a lot. So that is Friday's energy. Saturday, the sun is in Cancer. The moon is also still in Libra. And the sun in Cancer is opposing Pluto and Capricorn. So this is, we see the death of the old. Like, we're not going back to that anymore. For me, that's like, we're not going to have days where we just get to lay around on the couch all day. It's time to actually like be putting in work. It's time to get off your ass and manifest what the fuck you want. So we're very future focused. Aim for your higher vibes. The moon in Libra is squaring the Pluto in Capricorn. So we just need to make sure we're not being selfish in this energy. Just pay attention to feelings, be empathetic, but go after what sparks your joy. Like just keep on that vibe. The moon is also going to be going into Scorpio later tonight on Saturday night. So when that happens, we're really going to be in dreamland and we're just going to be envisioning all of what we want and all of that stuff. And the best energy to do is to be spontaneous in this energy. So just have fun. On Sunday, the sun is in Cancer. The moon is in Scorpio. So the moon in Scorpio is squaring Saturn and it's also opposing Uranus. So we're really worried about other shit. Like, this is the feel like I had yesterday where I'm just like, ah, I'm going to freak out about money. But then in reality, I ended up reading that book that I was, that Rich as Fuck book. And I'm like, oh my God, why did I just do all that? Like, nonsense. So I need to remember that no matter what, any time right now until I break this like worry, I'm going to go back to this book and just read. Like, I don't fucking care how many times I read it. I'm going to do it. But yeah, it's outside stuff. Like, money is energy. It's going to come. It's going to be fine. People love to pay me because I'm good at what I do. That is the truth. And I know that. And for some reason I block it and I second question myself and blah, blah, blah. And there's no reason to do it. And I'm letting it go. That is the death of the old. So don't worry about that shit anymore. We're going to have a little bit of a hard time with that on Sunday. So mend relationship instead, but make sure you're keeping your boundaries and be truthful. If you need to say something that's on your mind and you need to get it off your chest, let it out, but be empathetic. All right. So that's that. My cats are doing something and it sounds crazy. Sun. Oh, this is for the weekend. Okay, so the weekend rune. Oh, I had one and then it just flew out. There we go. Oh my God. It's this guy. It's like a, I don't know what those are called. Whatever. Okay. Opening. It's an opening. Like a gator mouth. 111. Like it's less than in greater than. I'll be honest. I never memorized the difference. So when people be like, this what than a gator or something. And I'll be like, don't know if that's less than or greater than. And I just never figured it out. There's certain things that I did. There's certain things that I did that are like that. I know it. All of us have those. Okay. So this is Kano. Opening. Fire. This is a rune of opening. Renewed clarity. Dispelling the darkness that has been shrouding some part of your life. Fuck yes. You are free now to receive and to know the joy of non-attached giving. Kano is the rune for the morning of activities, the seriousness, clear intent, and concentration, all of which are essential in the beginning of work. The protection offered by Kano is this: the more light you have, the better that you can see what is trivial and outmoded in your conditioning. In relationships, there can now be a mutual opening up, and they may serve as a trigger and the timekeeper through your awareness and the light of the understanding. Once again, that is available to you both. I'm so sorry. I am fucking distracted right now because I just remembered that I didn't share my fucking podcast to my Facebook. There's just so many little steps in everything that I do. And sometimes I miss them because I'm a fucking human. And it's now 11 a.m. and I didn't share it till now. And I would normally get mad at myself, but who cares? Okay. All right. In relationships, there can now be a mutual opening up. You may serve as the trigger or the timekeeper through your awareness that light of understanding is once again available to you both. Recognize that while on one hand you are limited and dependent, on the other you exist in a perfect center where the harmonious and beneficent forces of the universe merge and radiate. You are that center. Simply put, if you've been operating in the dark, there is now enough light to see that the patient on the operating table is yourself. Woo! So it's that shift in energy. It's the Chiron opening. So like I said, either you're going to be getting the syllabus shock of what you got to be doing on the inside, or you're getting the syllabus shock of what you're doing on the outside. Wow, that's really weird. I had a whole blow up on a person yesterday because of this, where I literally was like, you're driving me insane. you need to get help. If you would like me to be a part of your life, you need help first. I can't continue this anymore. That's me forcing them to go inwards, or wanting to force. I can't force that. Okay. Are no longer going to be in the dark and shift in perspective. Okay. I'm on vacation. You know what? Let's do a fun deck because it's been a while. Come on. The universe, notes from the universe on abundance. Remember the pretty pictures. We're going to do this because I am on a journey that I realize starting next month is going to be huge. Well, it's actually going to be starting at the end of this month, the true start. Well, it's kind of starting now, whatever. Anyways, this journey is going to be crazy. And I'm going to try to take, I really want to document it all. So meaning like I'm going to be taking videos, I'm going to be doing TikToks, hopefully maybe doing some YouTubes, also updating like the whole journey of the She Shed, as well as just business getting a lot more. It's crazy because I feel as if I did, starting now, really took a year off because I didn't slow down my business at first. I remember a lot of clients just booped right off right when I stopped doing in-person sessions. But this is going to be the journey to get that back. And I mean, I've been on it for a long time because this has always been my goal. Once I shut down Blair, I miss in-person sessions so much. Okay. This is the picture. Actually, it's not that you want stuff that you don't have, but that you want stuff that you think you don't have. And the best way to change this is to be thinking that you do have it. As in, oh, there's my electric fully loaded Hyblotron cloud zapper. Rain, please. The universe. So that's that visualization. That's what that is. That's what I am trying to give time to every single day. And I know it's a big deal because it's a lot. Like, I am building, like, when I want this to be done, there is going to be 13 places to sleep. The reason why that is a big deal is because I want Cho's family to be able to come out here and sleep and have a good time and spend time and make memories with us. And I want, like, when my family, like, I would love that. Like, if my cousin came into town, or people, all my friends, anybody, any of you, like, just fucking time chunks with people. Like I had at the studio, but it wasn't even as much, because all of you that went to the studio, you know damn well, when I hit my point and I was like, all right, I want to go home now, and I kick everyone out. I don't do that here. I can sit out on the porch at the, on the She Shed, watching the ducks and the chickens with you. We can sit out on my little patio furniture thing that I'm making, having a fire, but I'm home. I'm so fucking excited about that. With, like, mainly with Cho's family. Like, I really am excited about that with his family. Because all of them, like, everybody's from far away. And his parents would love to have more time, but they wouldn't be minded to stay places. They just, whoa. Okay, one fell out and then a chunk flew. So I'm going to do that one. Okay. Uh-oh. Did I? It's right here. Okay. It is. Wow, what? Wolverine? That's a real animal? Hang on. Okay, so I'm showing this. It looks like a fucking badger. Wolverine is a real animal? I've had this deck for so long, guys, and I have never drawn this. Spelled it wrong. Wolverine animal. Oh. Wait a minute, what did that say? I don't understand. Somebody just paid me money, but I don't understand it. Wolverine. It's a real thing, guys. I just thought it was... Lost that guy's name right now, too. He's very cute, though. Isn't he Australian? The guy that plays Wolverine. It's gone. It's not Hugh Laurie. That's the... Well... Hugh Jackman. I knew it was a Hugh. Okay, and I thought the Jackman thing... Okay, sorry. We went on a little field trip there. Okay, Wolverine. You are a lot tougher than you think you are. You have what it takes to deal with this turmoil. One where events have taken different turn from what you expected. Recall those times when you have faced adversity, when you've had to dig up deep inside yourself to discover the internal resources and the will to continue onward. As you recall these memories, be aware of how they feel in your body. Anchor those feelings by calling on them to shore up your courage and help you maintain your dignity. By dealing with the situation head on and paying attention to the nuances of the shifting of energies, your inner wisdom will dictate when you move ahead and when you retreat, helping you to sustain your power throughout. By maintaining this stance, you are not only protecting yourself physically and emotionally, but also spiritually. Call upon the warrior inside and the archetypal aspect of yourself that is charged with defending the internal kingdom and the archetypal king or queen. This is one of those times when you definitely need to be assertive with others, saying no when necessary and asking for what you want and sustaining your physical and emotional boundaries. Pull your shoulders back, lift your head up, look straight ahead, and keep a relaxed vigilance. Oh my God, my fucking FedEx is here with my mattresses. I'm so excited. Do your best to not complain about it and be a martyr about what you're involved in presently, for it will only drag you down. Guys, trust me, I just went through this. I know that this reading is for, like I was talking about with the Chiron energy, this is for the people that have Chiron not retrograde. I have never been as low as I was in February because I just whined about it and I did play the victim role and I had to have my beautiful friend like knock me into fucking ridiculousness to be like, hey, you are being annoying. Stop whining. You're manifesting it. So that's really what this is kind of talking about. Go inside, but don't be a victim. You're stronger than you think. Okay, go inside, but do not play the victim. You are stronger than you think. Okay, I'm so excited that my mattresses are going to be here. I hope that he doesn't like wake up boo. But anyways, my mattresses for my pallet couches, they're finally here. It's a big deal. It's been a big fucking thing. All right. That's everything. If anybody would like to book any sessions or anything like that, go ahead and check out the link in my bio and do all of those lovely things. Contact me if you have any questions. I love you all. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for letting me rant and rave and talk your fucking ear off these past couple days. But I'm back, guys. I'm awake. I'm here. I'm alive. And I'm putting energy into you guys. And I love you. And I will see you next week. Mwah.